Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when I was a little girl, I would watch the Brady Bunch. And I guess, I don't know if I remember this, but you keep seeing memes and GIFs and things like that, where Jan was, I guess, all ticked off about her older sister, Marsha, and said, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. I was like, you know, Marsha, 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 whatever she was complaining about. And then I guess when there was a reboot, or not a reboot, but a parody of Brady Bunch, they keep bringing that up, the Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. So today, when we heard Biden try to, you know, tackle some of the criticism on the gas prices, he said, Russia, Russia, Russia. So he looked like a whiny Jan on the Brady Bunch. But he said it's Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. In fact, let me see if I get his quote for you here. He said he was going to take a trip to Saudi Arabia. Originally, it was supposed to be about the gas prices, but then French President Macron had said Saudi Arabia doesn't have extra oil reserves, I guess. I need to double check that. But he said that wasn't now the purpose of the trip. He did blame sky-high gas prices in the United States on, quote, Russia, Russia, Russia. So his, you know, pivoting to this, okay, if he's telling us that this is what the Biden administration says, it's coming from Russia. Okay. So if it is coming from Russia, then what are we doing about it? And I know there's been a lot of debate and controversy that it isn't Russia. It's that we don't have enough independence. We're, you know, closing pipelines. We have a very anti-fuel independent sentiment. And, well, we'll go to Saudi Arabia, we'll go to other countries, we'll do clean energy. So I get that there's that. But if the Biden administration, and that was pretty vehemently, that was a pretty strong statement. Russia, Russia, Russia is why we have gas prices and why many of us are facing $6 a gallon in gas and we can't afford food because we have to buy gas. Then to me, that's pretty painful. And it's a pretty big assault on our country. If Russia is really the cause of this, then what's our response? They've been killing Ukrainians. They're causing instability in the European Union. They're threatening other countries. We're being told that there's camps that people are being shipped to in Siberia. They're losing their papers. They're losing their phones. They're being taken from their families, almost like, you know, during Nazi times. These are reports coming out. When does America get involved? Now, I'm not saying I want to be in a war, and I don't want to send troops there, but we now have the Biden administration going on record that the reason why our country is going into Jimmy Carter era, maybe worse, inflation and gas prices, is because another country is doing this to us. So at what point do we intervene? If this is the worst thing that could happen to the Biden administration or the country, you know, then you would think we would get on it. And it's pretty simple from an American standpoint and a UN standpoint and a European Union standpoint and a world standpoint to tell Russia to stop the BS. It's not happening. Russia keeps going. And so you and I might think, well, you know, there's a lot of things that could be going on. I think there's a lot of his policies and all that. But if the Biden administration has now taken a stand, and a very committing stand, that what we're feeling is all because of Russia, what are then you going to do? Well, how much more than are you going to take from Russia? How many more Ukrainians are we going to wait to die? How many more, you know, people getting shipped off to Siberia? How much more instability? The thing that I'm concerned about is when Nazi Germany started their antics and, you know, America was like, well, we're going to watch and wait. We're not going to get involved until we get involved. And so it was Japan bombing us at Pearl Harbor that got us involved. And they're like, nah, not, you know, Germany's not doing that. No, they're not going to do that. They're not. And then when they did it, we were already years too late and 6 million people were slaughtered. Actually, 12 million people were slaughtered and more by the Nazis. And so I feel like we're doing the exact same thing with Russia. Well, we're not going to get involved till they attack our soil. If they attack any NATO country, then we'll get involved. Meanwhile, people are getting slaughtered. We have economic instability. We now have, according to Biden, the worst gas prices ever because of Russia. So do we just sit and wait another year or two? Do we just watch it? So if the Biden administration has a choice, if they are going to say that everything that's happening now to us is all because of Putin, then what is your response to Putin? You could end it. You could stop the war in a heartbeat and fix all this. So that means one of two things is going on. Either A, they're wrong and they realize it and they know that, well, if we do go to war with Russia and, you know, things are still going to be bad here, so we're going to look wrong and we're going to get America into a war. Or two, it's just all talk. Oh, this is Russia's fault. This is Russia's fault. I mean, if you're really going to blame our issues on Russia, then go fix it. If you think you identify the source, just like with COVID, if anybody identifies the source of where COVID came from, I think they know and they don't want to say, lock that lab up. Lab's done. They don't follow protocol and they leak stuff. Lock it up. No, we're going to watch away. We're going to be diplomatic. Okay, if this is really Russia, they're really screwing us over. Then either do something and quit being a weenie, or be honest and fix what you can. So I am so worried that the UN we're giving money to, and all this time, I worry that a year or two into it, we're going to finally realize that we have to do something about Putin and get involved. And by then, I mean, we could have done something day one. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So San Antonio, Texas police have arrested a 19-year-old man accused of planning a mass shooting. And he wanted to do it, I believe, at an Amazon delivery station. Rodolfo Valdivia Aceves was arrested on a charge of terroristic threats, according to a preliminary report from San Antonio Police Department and being reported by ValleyCentral.com. At 10:34 a.m. on June 27th, police responded to the 8200 block of Sus Vide Way to an Amazon delivery station after a report of threats. An officer spoke with multiple people who said the suspect, identified as Aceves, was planning a mass shooting at the business. Detectives were notified and the comments were taken as a legitimate potential mass shooting threat. Aceves was located and contacted by detectives. During the investigation, credible information to support the threat was developed and an AR-15 was seized from his location. A warrant for his arrest was obtained and he was taken into custody on the charge of terroristic threat. So according to the San Antonio Police Department, they said this case highlights the importance of community collaboration and appropriate responses. This is the essence of see something, say something. If not for the witness who came forward, this incident could have resulted in a tragic outcome. You know, thank God. Didn't happen. They caught the kid, 19 years old. What is so wrong in the 19-year-old's life to make them want to go and kill others, innocent people? We got a huge mental illness crisis problem out there. And you know, sadly, people are afraid to say something like, well, you know, well, the kid was weird. Now, that kid's weird. Well, nobody wants to look politically incorrect. Nobody wants to get canceled. Nobody wants to be accused of something. And people stay quiet. They don't want to get into a fight with the parents. They don't want to. And, you know, sometimes you just need to go, look, you know, I think this person could be, and I understand it is very insulting. You could get sued, you know, for putting it in writing, and there's slander and libel and all sorts of stuff. But if there's somebody that gave you the heebie-jeebies and you have, you know, a credible concern, you heard something, saw something, you know, you don't have to make the arrest. All you have to do is bring it to someone's attention and the authorities and say, look, he could be a good guy. All I know, it's just these are some things I heard. I don't know if those are, you know, signs of a profile of somebody who could, you know, be a future mass shooter, but this is something I want you guys aware of. So they get on the radar. And I know some of you are like, I don't want to do that to a person. I don't want to put them on the radar. A lot of us are already on the radar. You could type something into your, I'm going to tell you right now, I have to be on the radar. Because, you know, number one is my son has worked for the government. So I know they know I'm on air. You know, they know, so already they do full family background check. But every time there's bomb scare, bomb threat, shooting, my type search will say that. Well, and so they ping us by our Google searches. So if you have somebody that goes how to make a bomb and they type that in, it's already going to trigger it's already going to ding the radar. So, you know, but because there's so many, there could be some things that are kind of slipped, you know, under that just might, you know, still fly below the radar. And maybe some people are very smart as to know how not to, you know, tip the radar. So, you know, we're all being watched, but, you know, sometimes you do need to, you know, have something clarified. And if you have feel or even hear there's an outward threat, it's your trust me, if a shooting does happen, you're going to feel a hell of a lot more guilty than bringing up, you know, when I was a professor, there was a couple behaviors I noticed from a couple students that was a little odd. And, you know, at first, like, I don't want to say anything, you know, I don't want to say anything. But then I'm like, if I don't, this could be a risk to patients. Just like if you have a bad student, you know, or a student who cheats, that's going to hurt the patient later. So I brought it up and I said, look, you know, it might be nothing, but this is something I'm noticing. Not exactly sure what this is. So it was fine. And, you know, apparently the person didn't realize that they were being inappropriate. And he was actually grateful that because he didn't realize that something he was doing could have been construed as inappropriate. And so we actually saved him decades of possible misery if he was really inadvertently doing something because he wasn't trained right. You know, so you might actually be helping a person. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Michigan student brought alcohol to school. And some of you are like, students do that all the time. Not a 5-year-old. Parents are outraged that a kindergartner brought a bottle of Jose Cuervo mixed with 10% alcohol content and shared it with 4 students at Grand River Academy. This was reported by NBC 15. A teacher stepped in to stop it. One parent, Alexa Smith, told the outlet she got a call from the school alerting her that her daughter was one of them that was about to have some Jose Cuervo. She said, there were so many thoughts running through my mind, like, oh, my God, What if it was open before the girl brought it to school? How much was it? She said her daughter had 4 to 5 sips and felt woozy and a little dizzy. That's according to Fox 2 reporting. And again, I worry, is it poisoned? Yeah, is somebody sticking, you know, fentanyl or whatever into things that they're giving other kids? And a kindergartner. Most kindergartners don't know what tequila is. I mean, I could see teenagers being like, hey, this is some funny stuff. Kindergartners don't realize, ooh, it's tequila. They say the students were not under the impression that they were drinking juice. Oh, they were under the impression they were drinking juice at snack time. Until the child who brought the mixed drink told them it was alcohol. One student then went to tell the teacher what it was. These are kindergartners. Me with kindergarten, I could barely figure out if I had chocolate milk or regular milk. They said, while we try to keep an eye on everything our students bring to school, that's simply not possible. It's unfortunate that these types of adult beverages can easily be mistaken for a child-friendly drink. She wasn't mad at the child about the alcohol, but thinks the child's parents should be punished. If your child knows what it is, nothing wrong with it. But they should know not to touch it. That it's not for kids. See, when I grew up, there was liquor cabinets. And these liquor cabinets, they called it liquor. We don't really, you know, seem to call it that anymore, were locked. So I never had access to my parents' alcohol, and they weren't really big drinkers. So it didn't matter. Now, alcohol is a decorative piece. So our bar takes up a whole wall. And the bar, it's decorative. So when our kids' friends come over, they see it, and they go, wait a second here. And they go, oh, okay, well, I want to, you know. So it's just out there in the open. Not good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when I buy milk for my kids, I buy the low fat. I don't like the non-fat because it, to me, tastes like pee. But I buy the low fat. And apparently there's been a report saying that whole milk is linked to cognitive decline. A research article in Molecular Nutrition Food Research looked at whether dairy consumption could cause changes in cognition. The study was conducted in Spain, involved 4,600 obese participants, 48% were women, average age of 65 years old. They looked at their diet of milk, yogurt, cheese. They also conducted cognitive performances, and they found that consuming low-fat milk had much better results. And I apologize, the article decided to go to an ad all of a sudden. But they found that cognitive performance after consuming low-fat milk, yogurt, cheese, or fermented dairy had no negative effects. But higher milk intake, like whole milk, was linked with a greater rate of cognitive decline over a 2-year period. So authors reference a 2008 study in the International Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry saying that an abundance of saturated fat intake, right, you know, could lead to mild cognitive impairment later on. So health experts are suggesting that maybe it's the saturated fat causing cholesterol buildup in your arteries. That affects your heart. It obviously affects your brain health. And according to the USDA, one cup of whole milk contains 5 grams of total saturated fat. That's a lot for one drink. And the American Heart Association doesn't want you to hit more than 13 grams a day. So if you're having 5 grams in one cup of milk, you might want to think about the low-fat or non-fat. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 ruling that the Biden administration can cancel the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program, which required authorities to either jail asylum applicants from Central America or deny them entry into the United States until their cases are resolved. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick reacts to the ruling on Fox News.
So this is a terrible decision for America, and we alone in Texas are spending $4 billion this year in border security. We normally spend about $400 million. But we're not going to suggest packing the court. We're not going to try to burn down the cities because we don't like the decision. We're not going to change the filibuster rule. We're going to respect this decision and fight to overturn it.
On Thursday, Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in as the first black woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio News. Inflation in the United States hit over 8.6% year over year, a 40-year high. During a press conference at the NATO summit in Madrid, President Biden acknowledges the high inflation.
I can understand why the American people are frustrated because of inflation, but inflation is higher in almost every other country. Prices at the pump are higher in almost every other country.
The president's comments not exactly true. Among the G7 nations, Germany's most recent inflation rate was 7.9%, the United Kingdom's was 7.8%, Italy's and Canada's were 6.8%, and France's was 5.2%. As states move to ban or regulate abortion following the Dobbs decision, many companies have announced they will pay for employees to travel to get an abortion. For example, Dick's Sporting Goods has pledged to provide up to $4,000 in travel reimbursements to any employee, spouse, or dependent enrolled in its medical plan seeking an out-of-state abortion. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you that sleep is huge when it comes to our health, and I want you guys getting at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Listen, I know. Hey, it's something to shoot for. 7 to 9, people. I know. I'm working on it. I'm working on it myself. It's hard. I try to go to bed before 10. Try not to wake up before 6 a.m. If I could do that and get 8 hours. The problem is I'm lying there in bed, and the cats wake me up, and the dogs, all sorts of stuff. Well, the American Heart Association has now added sleep to your cardiovascular health checklist. Remember I told you guys that there was, we would have risk factors for heart disease. And risk factors for heart disease were high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, being a male over 40, female over 50, which they then kind of changed to, male over 45, female over 50, 55. If you smoke, sedentary. Well, lack of sleep is now being added to it. And the American Heart Association has updated its checklist to measure cardiovascular health and is now called the Life's Essential Eight. And it adds healthy sleep as essential for optimal cardiovascular health. Other health and lifestyle factors in the checklist, which were part of the previous seven-item scoring, are physical activity, weight, nicotine exposure, diet, cholesterol, blood glucose, and blood pressure. The new sleep metric suggests you get 7 to 9 hours of sleep a day. That is optimal for cardiovascular health for adults and more, of course, for children depending on age. The updated scoring can now be used for people age 2 and older, and 4 components are measured in new ways. There's a new guide to assess diet. Nicotine exposure is now replacing cigarette smoking because they want to include vaping, exposure to secondhand smoke. Non-HDL cholesterol is suggested instead of total cholesterol. And the blood sugar measure is expanded to include hemoglobin A1C levels. Life's Essential 8 is assessed by the online My Life Check tool. And it's been updated scoring system to give users a score of 100 points based on the average of scores for health and lifestyle. So you are able to see kind of where you're at and if you are at higher risk. So why the big deal with sleep? Well, that's where your body repairs itself. And a lot of things happen in sleep. So there's a lot of things that your body can't do while your flight and fright is going on, while you're exercising, while you're getting all excited, while watching, I don't know, Stranger Things, while you're having sex. So your body is designed, and we still don't understand all the things our bodies do. But your body is designed to not only be awake, but be asleep. And we would sleep a lot when we were cavemen. Right? You know, we would take naps. Naps are very natural. Look at kids. Kids sleep a lot. I mean, we require less sleep as we get older, but we still sleep. So when you were tired after a meal, I don't know, I think I was in Israel in the 90s, and places would close a few hours, you know, not so much for a lunch hour, but because people would eat and take a nap. They would take a nap. And there's been a lot of debate on if naps put you at higher risk of diabetes and other illnesses or not. But we would sleep. You know, sleep was important. It's something our body needs. It needs to digest food. It needs to repair. It needs to get memories into play, which is why I think these sleeping medications that, you know, hurt our memory. I have a lot of people that go, gosh, I think the Ambien wrecked my memory. I think, well, yeah, because if it's not your body's natural process of sleep, you're not going to retain memories. And I wonder if they're doing a study. They should do a study on if the nights you took Ambien or another hypnotic or medication for sleep, the memories of that day are less recallable than the memories of days when you fell asleep naturally. That would be a fantastic study for them to do. Now, I hit menopause. And I was in menopause in my 30s, late 30s, early 40s. I didn't think I was in menopause because I still had a period. I had some hot flashes, so I thought it was perimenopause. But it wasn't until I went to my doctor and I said, you know, I'm having trouble sleeping. She's like, you're probably in menopause. I'm like, oh, gosh, you know. So women, you know, have trouble sleeping when they're menopausal. And we have a study that's saying women have brain changes after menopause, that they undergo and they have more white matter intensities in the brain than premenopausal women or men of the same age. And this biomarker could signify that we could be at higher risk for stroke, Alzheimer's, cognitive decline with these extra white matter hyperintensities. They're little lesions on brain scans that become more common with age, or we'll see it with uncontrolled high blood pressure. So women's minds, sadly, don't seem to be, there's something called like a menopause fog. And I notice my memory is very different. Now, it could also be COVID. It could also be, you know, again, you know, my lack of really good sleep. It could also be that I read and do so much that my brain could only take so much. Because, man, I am just, I mean, it takes me hours to prep for my show, to understand what I'm talking about with you, to talk about the news. But it just doesn't stick. And that's a concern to me. And they wonder if maybe it's because our brains change after menopause. White matter hyperintensities increase as the brain ages. They say, and while having them does not mean that a person is going to have dementia or stroke, larger amounts may increase one's risk. Study author Monique Bredeler of the German Center of Neurodegenerative Diseases in Bonn, Germany, and a member of the American Academy of Neurology said her study examined what role menopause may have on amounts of these brain biomarkers. Our results imply that white matter hypersensitivities evolve differently for men and women. Where menopause or factors that determine when menopause starts, such as variations in the aging process, are defining factors. So they looked at 3,400 people, average age 54. Of those, 58% were women, 59% postmenopausal, 35% had high blood pressure, and of half of those, half had uncontrolled high blood pressure. They did the MRI scans, and then they looked at the total brain volume, white matter, what seemed to, you know, show up on the scan. And that's how they came up with what postmenopausal women had more white matter hyperintensities. So premenopausal and men of similar age, no difference. So we really need to include sleep. That's the moral to this. We got to get sleep in our system. We have to get we have to make sure that if we put the time into our waking hours, then we need to also, put that sort of energy into our sleep. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, they found the yoga teacher. Remember there was a fugitive yoga teacher that was accused of killing a lady she thought her boyfriend was cheating on? Well, she's been captured in Costa Rica. Caitlin Armstrong, 34 years old, was wanted for the murder of cyclist Anna Mariah Mo Wilson, only 25 years old, when she died on May 11th in Austin, Texas. U.S. Marshals have been searching for her across the U.S., Caitlin, and said she was last seen at Newark's Liberty International Airport on May 18th, the day after Austin police issued a warrant. On Thursday evening, she was captured at a Santa Teresa Beach hostel in Costa Rica, according to U.S. Marshals Lone Star Fugitive Task Force. And they had a joint investigation with the Marshals and Homeland Security investigations and found she fled the country using a fraudulent passport. She boarded United Airlines flights to San Jose and Newark, arrived there that evening, and now she's getting deported back to the U.S. They'll find you. Armstrong is wanted in connection to the death of Wilson after authorities found her bleeding and unconscious after sustaining multiple gunshot wounds on May 11th at her friend's apartment in Austin. Police performed CPR on Wilson before pronouncing her dead at the scene. Wilson was a Vermont native and a world-class cyclist, was staying in Austin for a race. Armstrong's car was seen around the area. We've all seen the video. So authorities thought that maybe she killed her out of jealousy. I got to tell you, I'm blown away at these crimes that happen. You see, many of these people, they were never criminals. And then something gets them enraged. And then there were reports that they really weren't. The boyfriend, Colin, said the two of them weren't even sleeping together. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we live in the most amazing country in the world and we enjoy liberties and we're very grateful that we have sidewalks that we can now walk around with and not be forced to wear a mask and not be forced to show our papers and our vaccine cards and all that, we sadly are facing high crime. And there is currently a manhunt for a gunman who last night shot a young mother in the back of her head while she was pushing her 3-month-old baby in a stroller for a walk at night. And this was in the Upper East Side in Manhattan, which is supposed to be a nice area, not very common for people to just be randomly shooting. Question people ask is, why are people going out at night? They should know not to go. Many of us, it's too hot during the day. So when we walk, when I take a walk, I take a walk at night. And, you know, it looks like we're taking that for granted that it might not be that safe anymore. So they were a few yards away from a playground, and the murder occurred at 8:23 p.m. last night. It was on a sidewalk in the intersection of Lexington Avenue and 95th Street. It's an exclusive neighborhood across the street from a playground filled with children. The 20-year-old victim was just walking her three-month-old baby. A hooded shooter approached her, fired a shingle shot into her head from a very close range. I mean, it was almost like it was like a hit, like a paid hit. Or a city council member, Julie Menon, who represents the area, said on Twitter that the victim was the child's mother. Her identity has not been released because they want to notify the family. The baby, thank God, is not injured. They did take the baby to the hospital to make sure the baby was okay. But I thank God he didn't shoot the baby. I mean, the killer was dressed in a black hoodie and sweatpants, immediately fled on foot, heading eastbound on East 95th Street, remains at large. Now, this Manhattan neighborhood is one of the most affluent. Average house prices are about $1.5 million. Private school fees exceed $58,000 per year. Children witnessed the shooting. One girl described hearing a loud boom, realized it was a gunshot. A 10-year-old girl was at the playground with a brother and aunt. She heard an extreme loud boom and saw a woman fall to the sidewalk. The young 10-year-old said, "I was really confused because I thought maybe this was fireworks. But then I realized that, no, this is serious and there was a gunshot. And it really frightened me because I was right there at the park playing and I would have never thought that it would happen. Then they saw a lot of people running. She saw a woman down there. She fell. I was worried, but then I wanted to stay calm because I didn't want any interaction. I didn't want anything else to happen." So they are probing domestic violence as maybe a potential motive, but they have not confirmed yet the connection. Stephanie McGraw, founder of the Harlem-based domestic violence charity We All Really Matter, suggested abuse may be behind this. You don't just randomly shoot a woman with a small child point blank in the head. So, you know, it's frightening because, you know, when you have these fatal shootings, everybody wants to know why. And they want to know what they could do to prevent it. We all, whenever we hear something so tragic, we're like, what can we do to prevent it? That's why with the Uvalde school shooting, it's dissecting and trisecting and figuring out what went wrong and what doors were open and what happened with law enforcement. You know, law enforcement and all that, it's you know, we don't want it to happen again. And it keeps us busy. While we're in a grieving process, we try to, you want to feel like you're doing something. That's why there's always all this activism. Because people are like, they feel guilty that they're going on with their lives when there was a tragedy. So they're like, well, then you know what, we'll do something. We'll donate money, we'll do a fundraiser, we'll protest, we'll riot. You know, people feel like they need to do something. And nobody wants to think that you could be randomly walking to work or walking your baby and somebody is just going to want to come out and kill you. We don't want to think that we're out, you know, in the wild getting hunted. So, you know, sadly, some people are kind of hoping that there was a connection to the killer such that they don't think they have random people out there. Also, if there is a connection to the victim, they could find them faster. But the truth of the matter is whether this was somebody who knew her or not, we have high mental illness, and we have people out there that have no problem gunning down young mothers. I mean, this is something you'd see in a mob movie. What did a 20-year-old do? And so it's tragic, it's scary, and you know, no neighborhood is safe. Everyone's like, oh yeah, well I live in a safe neighborhood, and I live, no neighborhood's safe. You saw how this one, God, I think it was in LA, Southern California, where a woman was walking her baby with a stroller. She opened up the gate. There were two guys walking down the sidewalk. They turn around and they go, hey, let's go in. So then they went in to her gate before it closed, because apparently there's a lot of homes that don't have necessarily gated neighborhoods, so some people might just put a gate on their driveway, you know, to do whatever they can to try to, you know, be more secluded. And they, you know, the gate takes a while because it has to wait for a car to get through or people to get through. And as she's trying to get back into the house with her baby at night, because she took him for a walk, they jumped her. And I forget what they did. I think they just hit her. I don't think they killed her. But, it's just a scary time. And so be careful out there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Ghostbusters is going to have a series. It's the Ghostbusters Afterlife sequel. And it's going to be in theaters next December. So Star Wars movies are on break. Jurassic World might, be kind of done for a while because I don't think the movie, it might have brought in money, but I don't think, the franchise might need to go extinct and just keep the good movies that you have. But Ghostbusters Afterlife is going to be a sequel to the original Ghostbusters. The female version of the Ghostbusters didn't do that well. But apparently the sequel is going to take the Spengler family back to New York where the Ghostbusters movies are supposed to happen. And the movie is operating under the codename Firehouse as a specific nod to, again, where there's, the original movies. And it's going to be directed by Jason Reitman, son of the original Ghostbusters director, Ivan Reitman. Now, Ivan Reitman died earlier this year. And so they're going to probably obviously tribute, Ivan Reitman. And then there's, we're still going to see Venkman and things like that, Dr. Venkman. I don't think we have the cast yet, but there will be another Ghostbusters. Looks like 007 is going to reinvent James Bond. Barbara Broccoli said the next James Bond film is 2 years away from production because they're, quote-unquote, reinventing him. Now, remember, Daniel Craig, I think, had a very committed ending in the last series, just in case you haven't seen it. I don't want to ruin it for you, but I'm sure you could guess. So the James Bond, the 007 that's been around for decades now, has been, tossed around the idea of should it be a woman? Should it be, someone who's not Caucasian? And according to the producer, they are going to reinvent Bond. Now, there was talk that Captain Jack Sparrow might be played by, Margot Robbie. I wouldn't call her Captain Jack Sparrow. What I would do is I would have a new pirate. It looks like Johnny Depp has turned down the $301 million offer from Disney. I'm still kind of confused why they offered that much. That's a lot, unless they were going to do a lot of movies. But from what we understand, he turned them down. So Margot Robbie and some other individuals might be the next pirate. With James Bond, I don't know if I would then call it James Bond. James Bond has a very, specific sort of character. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCDALI.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.